This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, you know, I pull the truck up, parallel park, get the cones out, put the little block in front of the tires, jump in the cherry picker. I extend that thing, you know, all the way out to the edge. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm lined up straight with the pole. For some reason, where I am on the wire, I'm too far out from the box. So I can't get to the transformer with my drill. And I'm reaching and I go like, this isn't safe to do it this way. Mm-hmm. So all the way back down, get out of the cherry picker, get in the truck. Wait, mm-hmm. Nope, don't get in the truck yet. Move the cones, grab the block under the tire that's there, mm-hmm. put that back in the cab, pull it up. I drive up a couple feet. Put the cones back down where, you know, where I landed, put the block back in, get back in the cherry picker. Get up, reach too far. Now I went too far.
Now you're too close to the transformer.
Yeah, now I'm too close. So I'm actually coming up straight underneath it. You know, I want to be at a diagonal so I can reach. Yeah. I don't want to be, you know, bumping my head on these wires. And I turn and I'm starting to lower it. And I hear this.
Yeah.
And I turn and I see Martin Sheen watching me and he's laughing. Ooh, he's loving it. He's cracking up. And I'm like, well, Martin, you think you could do so much better. Now that I showed you the parameters, why don't you get in the cab of this truck and move? And he goes, because I don't got a fucking union card, man. And I go, okay, you got me, because I was going to tell on him. Mm-hmm. And then I say, hey, look, forget it. Like, union cards, all that stuff aside, can you eyeball this for me? Because I now, at this point, don't trust myself. I'm like, I lost the touch. I'm the guy. You know, I've been a one-man operation. I told him I don't need a partner anymore.
And let's say what the, like, might be helpful to explain to, like, Martha and everyone, like, what the job is.
Sometimes, I'm stealing wires.
Yeah.
Wait, you do what on wires?
I steal the wires.
Oh.
But to get there, so, like, what's the drill for, you're asking? Oftentimes, there's, like, a big bat in there or something, and you got to drill that thing before it drills you.
Bats fear drills, you know, because essentially,
and they especially fear being like fully speared by one,
drilled, and they have, you know, they have big fangs.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bigger fang than a drill?
Mm.
Almost nothing. And so it's sort of, you know, more of a fair fight. And what I try to do ideally is I have a drill and I also have a bucket, and I just give them a choice. I say, Mr. Dracula, I tell him, you want the drill or the bucket? It's up to you. And 9 times out of 10, they take the bucket.
They just hop in there.
And then do you just take them to a new home, or where do they go in the bucket?
Well, it depends on what their attitude is. I mean, if they're a real pain in the ass, real blabbermouth, squeak, 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 I'll drop them off just a block or two away.
Yeah,
but you know,
or on the way
chill,
there, you might take a stop at Bucket Shaking Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might go to the local Bears Paint kiosk and throw it in the paint bucket shaker and just say, oh, let's see if this can stop some of that squeaking you like so much. But if they're chill, man, I'll take them down to the Santa Monica Pier, play skee ball. You know, no reason not to. Actually, you put them up by the hundo hole, they can catch it with their feet, drop it in for you. So it's really, there's no one answer to what I do with the bats once they're in the bucket.
Did you get those wires?
I got some of them. Okay. I gotta say, they're huge.
Yeah, they're
so big. And by the time you get them, you're so tired from dragging them all up, you don't even remember why you started.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we're doing with technology now. Like, all the things we could be focusing on could be curing, like hungriness for the entire world. But instead, we're just making wires huge to make them harder for Sean to pick up.
That's been so frustrating to me because, you know, when I started out, I'm not as young as I used to be. When I started out as a kid, I remember the wires were about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put them, you know, you pull your shirt up and you just sort of put them in a little basket like that, you know, and then you, mm-hmm. you run home and you show your mom, oh, I found the wires.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, sit down and have your rutabaga. And you'd say, okay, you know, and she'd hand you a big sharp knife. You'd start slicing off pieces and just, you know, slop it on down. Throw ketchup on it, or, you know, a little hamburger juice.
Mom but always it's says, just, don't save the hamburger juice. Don't throw out, we'll have rutabagas tomorrow. Don't throw out the hamburger juice.
Mm-hmm. But
Martha,
you know,
I just want to, Martha just finished a Coke. Martha's
no,
gonna
I
be,
didn't.
She's gonna,
I've got some left. I'm okay. So sorry.
Maybe you think that's maybe, finished.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we save a little bit. I'm just worried you're going to be like impossible.
That's a concern, obviously. You came in with a pretty terrifying energy. And when I saw that you did have a caffeinated beverage, I said, well, there's nowhere to go but down. So if you want to just pace yourself, I would say we are 7 minutes into the show, give or take. I would love to see minute 39 before you take another sip.
All right. I can commit to that. I'm happy to.
Do you want a promise from me? This isn't a one-way street.
We can all make a promise.
Okay. Everyone makes a promise today.
All right. Sean, from you, I'd love it if you'd promise not to take any more bats to the bucket shaking machine, even if they're being assholes. That's what I'd like from you.
For the rest of my life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't need more than 32 minutes off the sip of Coke, you know? It doesn't seem...
Does it? I mean, it's my livelihood. Does it ever occur to you, Martha, that there's actually someone's job to stand there and basically help Sean like set up the bucket machine and things like that. And so Sean, by participating in this exchange, is actually helping someone like live a life, and his kids are bats. So now his kids are, they don't have any.
So, well, if
they don't have any nutrients to drink.
Yeah, and then, so if his, are Sean's kids bats or the bucket shaking guy's kids are bats?
The guy
or
that the works,
bats? Does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair point.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter whose kids are bats. There should be no special treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, well, your kids are bats, so then, like, you're not in trouble with Martha Kelly. But then, like, your kids are, like, just whatever, like, kids, like, normal kids, or, like, you know, non-bats. Mm-hmm. So then, like, Martha Kelly's mad at you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Reverse racism.
Yeah, you're
right. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is just take some time to just listen for a while.
That would be amazing.
I would love to see that.
Do you mind if I drink my Coke Zero while I'm listening, or do you still want me to wait till minute 39?
Okay. I'm worried that this whole thing was just designed to get another sip at that.
That you became incredibly
Coke
offensive.
Zero. Yeah.
Just to manufacture a scenario.
Yeah.
Where you would be able to take a sip of your Coke Zero ahead of the time that we actually all agreed on. And I think we all felt really good about.
Okay.
I remember last time Martha was on the show, I think she at one point alluded to killing the president. But that was much later in the show.
Yeah.
God, that made me feel so happy for a second, Hayes, to just remember saying something about, I hope I didn't outright threaten to kill Donald Trump, because while he was president, and maybe now still that's illegal, but maybe I said I hoped.
Would you put him in the paint shaker machine?
I can't handle people being tortured, but what I am willing to do, and I feel like this would make some kind of amends for what I did to the children who aren't bats, is sacrifice myself and take him out at the same time by sidling up next to him the next time I'm at Mar-a-Lago, putting my finger in a light socket, and then grabbing onto his arm with my other hand. And then we're both gone. We're both canceled. The world's a better place.
That's what happened to Joan Cusack at the end of Adam's Family Values.
She
became dust.
So she stuck her finger in a light socket?
No, the current from she put them all in electric chairs, and they were actually like, this is what was so crazy. And this is where I quit on this movie.
Yeah. Okay?
She put the entire Addams Family Values in electric chairs, and every single one of them is like, this is actually good.
That's good. We like it.
We like this. To me, this is actually just a regular chair. And when I sit in what you think is a normal chair, I think it is
that's uncomfortable.
Hurting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said about the electric chair, this is nice.
Mm-hmm. And one of them said to the other one something like, remember Honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh.
One of them,
I'm like, I'm done.
That was when I didn't turn it off.
You don't actually like that, I'm saying. Like, there's no way you like that.
But I started to regard it with a lot more skepticism. And I thought, who are they doing this for? Like, why do they feel the need to put on this act of liking this kind of chair, which is a scary chair? Like, who is it for? I know it can't be comfortable for them. Is it for me? Because I'm not impressed anymore. I would rather have you be vulnerable and say, this chair is hurting.
Martha, let me ask you, you say you wouldn't put Donald Trump in the pain-shaking machine, but have you considered this? You put him in a way that's like, he's kind of like lying down, and so the pain-shaking machine is just kind of like resting up against his belly a little bit, and then you turn it on, and it's basically just kind of like lightly disturbing his belly as he...
And he maybe has like a pad so he doesn't get all chafed.
Yeah, that, a little pad.
I don't want to spend that much time with him as part of the problem. That sounds like a long
Well, you're
procedure.
In a squirrel suit. You're up in the rafters in a squirrel suit, and you dive down to activate the paint shaking machine. So
that
you
actually,
like spread out, and then you just like flick the switch on your way by.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really have to,
it's no more time.
To do the whole setup. Kevin does
certainly no more time than this scenario where you have to like negotiate yourself. So not only are you next to him, you're holding his hand.
Well, no, I here. Okay. First of all, I realize already you're supposed to do yes and when you're improvising, and I've just repeatedly ended whatever we were talking about with no. And so I apologize for that. B, I would love to wear a squirrel suit and dive down at Donald Trump. That alone, without any of the other apparatus, would be fun and would probably scare him into having some kind of a heart attack. But then C, I'm actually a little worried that what I said about electrocuting us both could be considered a threat that the Secret Service or the FBI will show up here. What do you what do you think?
I'm willing to roll the dice.
And I think when they show up, you go down guns blazing.
Go down swinging. Okay. I mean,
swinging guns.
All right. Was what I said this time more of a threat than the last time I did the show? I can't remember what I said.
It was more specific, exactly, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. You did give, there was a methodology last time. I just don't remember what it was. Martha.
Oh my God. Sorry.
We have something that we did with lovely guest Timmons Simmons. Was on this show, and we played.
Do you know Timmons Simmons?
Timmons Simmons.
I don't know. We're not acquainted.
Oh, you would love this man. Mm-hmm.
He's from VP,
mm-hmm.
And he said, "I want to do your show," and we're like, "Kick ass!"
Nice.
And so he does the show, and we do this where we go through his rich career, illustrious career, also, and rich, making big money.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk about these different roles, and it had a name. Kevin, what was it?
Character study.
Character study.
Character study.
Character study.
And what do we do with this, Sean?
So, character study is the study of the character of what you are doing acting. Mm. And we are seeing, and there's, and the internet will have a list for us, which is pretty cool. And what we'll do is we'll kind of talk about some of these characters, and we will talk to the lady herself.
Mm.
Who, Timmons Simmons.
Who made them flesh and bone.
Mm.
Not Timmons Simmons this time, Martha.
No, it's you.
Okay. You.
We're talking about you.
We've been talking about you. Except for the one time we talked about Tim and Simmons.
Okay.
So I think you'll actually enjoy this because I know that there's so much work we don't get to see.
Mm.
And it's a little bit of a way to show people, because acting is a very disrespected profession, isn't it?
Mm.
I thought you were going to say acting is a very disrespectful.
It can be.
It can
and
be.
That I will agree to. Quick question, though. Can you hear my cat Gary howling in the background? Because he's mad that he's in the other room. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I can hear your cat Gary being himself in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can hear Gary making his needs felt in a way that feels appropriate for him right now.
Right.
I hear Gary honoring his id.
Mm.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
That primal self, yes.
Well...
Let's talk. I mean, maybe we should talk first about Martha. Do you think you and I have ever acted together?
Hmm.
I don't think we've ever acted together.
Hmm. What if I told you that that's very rude? What if I tell you right now how rude? And it's big disrespect. And I guess when you said acting could be very disrespectful and that you agreed with it, you meant you wanted to disrespect me and my acting. When I said that we act together and you say, no, we don't. And well, make me to be a liar in front of my fans.
I feel like you asked me what I would say if you asked me if we ever acted together. And I said I didn't think that we had. Mm-hmm. Is that not what? So.
Well, let me take you all the way back.
Okay.
To 2021.
Oh.
And a little TV show I like to call The Grape North.
We did. I just don't consider. I thought you meant live acting.
You don't consider what I was doing acting?
You don't consider that a TV show.
You don't consider what I was doing acting?
If you'd said
I guess
voiceover.
I was just existing.
If you had said, have we ever done voiceover together, I would have said, yeah, we did The Great North, but...
I would have said, no, we didn't do that together. We did really, we did a table read together.
It's not really voiceover.
No, it's not. It's voice acting?
It's voice acting.
Voice acting. Guys, is there any way that we could, for a third time...
Unless you did voiceover. Maybe I'm wrong. Did you do voiceover? Where the cartoons are happening, and then you were just like, these
look
guys,
at these cartoons.
These guys are being weird.
I take your point. You're absolutely right. I feel like I've got off on the wrong foot and then have gone down a road of more wrong feet since we've,
the road is.
Well, maybe you had a little too much Coca-Cola. Mm.
I did. I thought you were kidding, but I hope that's why. Because
I saw her take a big sip, and I said, "Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. This is
I really
over. I'm just gonna have to ride this out."
I apologize. Yes, we did act together, and at a long table that a bunch of people were at
and a bunch of people weren't as well.
A lot of
Never
people were not
people
at that
weren't.
Table.
Right?
There were more people not at the table, even, if you can imagine.
Than
yeah.
people at the table. Mm-hmm. There were people, too. It was a big table. I'm not going to say there weren't a lot of people there, but there were way more people who weren't there.
You're right.
So you were doing this voice at this time.
Breathamy.
And acting, and your name was Breathamy. So let's talk a little bit about Breathamy and the creation of Breathamy. And I like to start by saying, what kind of car is this son of a bitch driving?
I think Breathamy, I think that she drives a little tiny Fiat, little tiny toy car.
Mm-hmm. Fiat currency.
She's splitting lanes on the highway, huh?
Yeah. She likes to go hot.
Taking off people's rearview mirrors.
She likes to go hot rodding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nas. She got Nas in that thing.
Well, she's got big speakers. Is that what you meant?
Nas. Nas is a gas.
Nitrous.
Oh, guys.
She might have big speakers too, though. Can she put anything in the trunk, or is the entire trunk speaker?
The entire trunk is one large speaker.
She has to, when she goes to the airport, she has to drive with her suitcase in her lap. She has to put her suitcase in her lap, even if she's packing for a really long trip, because there's no room in the boot, as the British would say. It's all speaker. Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow, down, boy.
Right? I knew you were a dog lover, but I didn't know you were this into woofers.
I'm pretty into them. I got to admit, you got me. Guilty as charged once again.
What is Breathamy's deal? Do you remember?
I think that
she's fake.
Breathamy is a made up character on a TV show. Completely made up. Not a real person as far as I know. Although it might be based on a real person. I haven't done the research.
Funny how they do that. Funny how they do that.
Just a quick side note, speaking of characters that might be based on real people, have you guys seen the Jackie Collins biopic on Netflix? A lot of her characters were based on real people is what it reminded me of.
Yes, a lot of her characters were based on real people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I feel like I've never thought I did a good job on Hollywood Handbook, but I feel like this is a record-breakingly bad episode that I'm ruining, and I want to apologize to all your fans. I don't know what...
Okay, let's get started.
I don't know what's wrong.
Let's get in because...
Let's get started. Let's start with... let's start from the beginning. Valerie Bryant. I don't know if she still listens, but she was a fan of the show for a really long time, like back to reality show. Quick apology for her.
Valerie, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
No longer Bryant, eh? I believe she
lost her
name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Valerie, maybe a little congratulations and an apology.
Best wishes on your recent nuptials. And I'm really sorry I ruined your favorite show yet again.
Skeezalo, I think, would deserve a little mention.
Skeezalo, you deserve the absolute best episodes of this show that you could possibly get, and I haven't delivered, and once again, I apologize.
Spunky Foonerism. I would obviously really love to hear from you, and just go ahead and say, hey, cool name, and
a little personal touch. He is researches bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Spunky Foonerism, I heard that you are a great... what do you call a bug research person?
Bug guy.
Spunky Foonerism. I've heard you're the best bug guy in your industry, and you're certainly
the best. I mean,
you're right up there with the best, if not the best. You're definitely in the running for
fair, yeah.
Second or third best, you work really hard with those bugs, and you deserve a good podcast, and I'm sorry that I ruined it for you.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward? What happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the. We did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from. The outside from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
Martha.
Hayes.
Let's go back.
What? Okay.
To 2019. Corporate animals. This movie looks like there's bats in that.
Are they having bats?
We were in a cave, but I don't think there were bats. There were some, what are those little
tough
lizards?
Tough to get bats.
Yeah, it is tough to get bats.
Yeah, tough to get bats. You need a really nice bucket. What, you want to know what the name of a lizard is? I'll know.
The little colorful lizards that are like, they live in water.
Newt salamander.
Newts, yep. They had newts, although I didn't get to work with the newts, but they did have some in that movie.
Firebelly newt?
They were very colorful. Is that a, sound like a...
You remember what color?
Multicolor, actually.
Could be. Martha, I want to talk a little bit about...
I know one of these colorful newts. Little guy named Newt Grinchkinch. Yeah, he's pretty colorful. Newt Grinchkinch.
Yeah. That's a colorful character if I've ever seen one. Newt Grinchkinch. That guy is one color, actually, to me. Yellow.
Mm-hmm. He makes me one color, too. Blue.
Yeah, and he makes me another color, too. Green. Want to throw up. Seasick when I see Newt Grinchkinch flopping all over the boat.
Martha.
Color of Newt Grinchkinch.
Yes, talk about Newt Grinchkinch.
Oh, you know what? I hope that motherfucker dies immediately.
Okay,
we're just more
a color.
Yeah, maybe he's full of brown.
He makes me turn purple because I put a pillowcase over my head and tie it shut and kill myself when I hear his voice.
Oh my God, Martha!
Jesus no,
Christ,
Martha.
Martha,
I can't improv, and I've said it a million times.
Who's doing improv? We're talking about the artist's process. We're all friends here. The idea that you, by the way, and I do want to take you to task on something.
Okay.
That you think you have the power to ruin an episode of Hollywood Handbook. The ego it takes to believe that you. A mere guest.
Well,
could ruin an episode of a show that is so bad by design and barely involves the guest at all. It's so egomaniacal. It honestly speaks to some really disturbing truths about you and how you see yourself.
Mm-hmm. Perverted.
I feel like if you guys had done your research, you would know that I have the biggest ego in the biz, and that's not a secret. And so you pretending to be surprised by that is either you didn't do the research and you don't actually know who I am, let alone who Brefami is, or you do know and you're pretending not to know. And then I have to ask, what's really going on? What is the underlying prank happening for you to pretend that you didn't? See, I said it a minute ago. I'm going to keep saying it every time you let me talk for more than 5 seconds. I cannot riff. I cannot.
We'll just
do
a
improv.
Quick apology. We'll just tear off a couple like really, really quick ones.
Okay.
Who else? Anyone else from the old days?
Oh, Burger Ho might not mind.
Burger Ho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burger Ho, I heard that you're the best Burger Ho in the biz, and I apologize for ruining your favorite podcast.
Anastasia might want to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. She might be past it, but we can try.
She's not going to know. Yeah, maybe somebody will email her about it.
Anastasia, I hope that you enjoyed the bat in a bucket portion of the show before it took a turn for the worse, and I apologize for being the one who turned it, but I hope it turns back for you.
We have a new
Martha.
Listener. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a new listener, Faith. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Faith. I hope that you are
Say
having
who you
great...
are again.
What?
Say who you are again.
Hey, Faith. This is Martha Kelly, a.k.a. Brefami, a.k.a.
What's your character's name from Corporate Animals?
Cannot remember.
I'll give you a hint.
Wrong.
They should have called it Glorporate Animals.
Oh, Gloria. Yes.
That made Glorporate. You remember?
Glorporate Animals. Hi, Faith. This is Martha Kelly from Glorporate Animals fame, and I'm here to say thank you for listening to Hollywood Handbook, and don't worry, because in the next episode, I won't be on it. So don't let this ruin your... Hello?
Check out this. This song I just made up. Gloria. Gloria. I'm asking about your character. Gloria. What's that some bitch driving? Gloria. Gloria. So, come on. Hit me. What are you...
Put spill
what
it.
What kind of fucking ride you push
it? Spill it out.
What did Gloria drive? She might have. She probably.
You got
drove...
to drive in the movie?
Actually, no. We get driven to a retreat, and then it goes south. Sour goes bad. So she probably would drive a Subaru. She has children.
Okay. Forester, Legacy.
I'm not familiar with the Impreza. Various
Outback, Crosstrek
types. Maybe an Outback. Yeah.
Good company.
Well, guys, we did it.
Eco-friendly materials.
You got to go?
No, I don't have to go. I was trying
okay,
to
Okay, we have
you
a lot more fans to apologize to.
Okay. Yeah.
But we don't have to do that now. Baskets. Some of these baskets right
terrible.
Now.
They're
what's
terrible.
What's going on with some of the baskets?
They are like some of these baskets. I go to the store right now. It's like, do you want me to, they're the right size, like just too small so that like mm-hmm. liquid is falling out.
Right.
Right.
So I'll bring, but, you know, I'll bring my, like my laundry detergent to a basket store and I'll pour it inside.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking up to the register, it's all his soap is on the ground.
Yeah. Is that Rosie having a drink?
Yeah, she might come back around the corner in a okay. minute.
Can you just Rosie? Can you just pour your Coke Zero Sugar in there? Like that for me would just like
there she goes.
That would kill two birds with one stone. One, it would kind of like get Rosie's energy up in a way that could be useful for us and like
yeah.
and just solve hey. the you problem, at least on that mm-hmm. side.
Is that you're so turnt.
Caffeine is bad for dogs and can actually kill them. So now who's canceled, Hayes? First it was me, but now it's you. Cause you just told me to kill my dog with Coke Zero.
Okay. So. Like you've said before, I'm actually doing improv right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that like just me saying like, oh, like I initiate a funny bit. Like you like feed your dog Coke Zero Sugar.
Something bad, yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
You poison your dog is a funny
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, just like don't mm-hmm. actually
well, it's
do,
absurd.
Like, I'm going to be saying all kinds of funny shit on here. Like do okay. not actually do these things. And everyone listening, do not like do any of the stuff that I'm actually saying for real.
When you hear like, me saying some of the funniest shit you've ever even imagined, that's like just so completely absurd that you're like, okay, this guy's brain would not want to be alone in there.
So,
kind of like a bad neighborhood.
If I'm understanding correctly, then are the people who I apologize to not supposed to accept my apology because it's part of the improv?
That's real. That's real.
That part's real okay. because that is after you've broken the improv.
Yeah, those will be, okay. that will be,
and
that will be
sort of a reset
sent out
and
separately.
They're going to need it. But I got to ask, as we do talk about being an artist and how absurd and how crazy our brains are, when mm-hmm. people say, like, you know, talk about choosing to be an actor, do you just got to laugh? Because I'd be in a straitjacket in a mm-hmm. goddamn fucking rubber room getting shot full of God knows what by a bunch of goons in white coats if I didn't have some outlet for this thing that's inside of us, this thing that happens to us, mm-hmm. you know? If I didn't have you to discuss it with, I don't know how I would even survive. And this way to express, when you're being Gloria, that's therapy, isn't it? And the tour and the retreat is going south.
Where would you be?
That's medicine. That's good medicine.
Where would you be?
Where would you be?
If I wasn't Gloria? Is yeah, that what you mean?
Sort or of.
This is a pretty simple way to say it. It's kind of missing the point intentionally, but yes.
Where would I
Sean
be?
Sean would be without this this thing that he like has to get out of him. Sean would be in a straitjacket in a padded cell, being shot mm-hmm. full of God knows what by a bunch of goons in white coats. You mm-hmm. would be where?
I think it's more a question of where will I be, not where would I be. I will be going back to the same types of jobs I had before people started hiring me to ruin their television shows. And those jobs include secretary, waitress, pizza delivery driver.
Two movies. Well, the first two were movies.
And 30 Minutes or Less was a movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
These are all movies.
That's right. I unfortunately was not cast in 30 Minutes or Less, sadly, but I've made my peace with it.
Might have been good for you.
That's where I'll be. When one of those jobs, pet sitter, proofreader,
Martha, good news.
Copywriter. What?
We're at 39 minutes. You can have another sip of your Coke.
Okay. Now, go is nuts. That it really okay, or are you guys afraid I'm going to become even more unreasonable?
We actually keep our promises on this show.
Yeah.
So you can now, go.
Was one of the jobs you had before a tour guide, or is that just the role you played in Spider-Man Homecoming?
I actually...
That spider's not so itsy bitsy. He's pretty big. He's a real guy. You think a spider's as small, but this is a guy.
Guys, are you sure you don't hear Gary? What did you?
No. What did you drive?
As the tour guide, I think that I drove a little Ford pickup.
Be funny if you had a Segway, huh? Running the tour on a little Segway.
Yeah, except at first I thought you meant if I had a good segue into a funnier bit than what I tried to do with the Ford pickup. I don't have either.
I gave up on that a while ago.
a little Ford pickup.
A little mm-hmm. Ford. Maybe a Datsun. Maybe those are smaller than Ford.
Just a Nissan. a little zip. Oh, a Nissan pickup.
They're smaller than Fords, maybe. Yeah. Chevy?
What do you got? A Chevy Silverado?
Like a Nissan Kick with the back mm-hmm. scooped out.
Mm.
Yeah, with a giant speaker in the back.
Hell yes. Yes. Bow wow. We
having jokes about that.
The big speaker.
Cheers.
Yeah,
that's cheers, my guy. Back.
We did it, my guys.
Kevin.
Yes.
You get to ask Martha a question.
Martha, I've always wanted to know, what are your daily reminders?
Daily reminders.
You have any daily reminders, Seth?
You mean like what I do, the chores I have to remind myself to do every day? Or do you mean spiritual, positivity?
Kevin, the floor is yours.
Two of each.
Okay. Mm. The practical reminders are
kiss Gary.
Kiss Gary.
That was, I think that was maybe Gary.
I think I did finally hear Gary there. Through the door.
Okay,
yeah.
So now I actually can hear Gary.
It's heartbreaking because he's been howling with grief the entire time.
Yeah, sounds like he might want to kiss.
Is it, aww. Would it be okay if I let him out of aww. His room?
Yeah,
that would be okay. That. Yeah.
Good provided that caffeine. He gets it. Oh, provided I think I heard Rosie. I think I heard Rosie saying a daily reminder.
Give me caffeine. Rosie wants caffeine.
Rosie, no.
More Coca-Cola
Rosie,
Zero.
No. Rosie, that was fake.
Dogs can do improv too.
Rosie. Okay.
Me too.
Rosie's got chops.
She's pretty. We live really close to the UCB on Franklin. Mm. We moved. So she's been taking some classes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
The gravitational pull of that building. Mm-hmm. I feel it too.
Is she really taking the classes, or is it just a resume padding thing so that you can like add it like, oh, and I studied at UCB? Like, are you trying to study the art form, or are you just checking off a box so you can tell some casting director you do improv? Rosie, let's get real.
Well, what I can tell you is that she asked me for the money to pay for it, and she leaves the house every Wednesday at 3 o'clock and says she's going to the class. So I haven't checked up on her.
She's at the OTB.
She's at the OTB. That don't impress me much. Okay, so you're Brit Pitt. That doesn't impress me much.
Well,
okay, so you're Matt Besser. Right? Just going UCB. That don't impress me much. You want to get Gary? We don't want to hold you up if you want to get Gary.
Is
he going to get a kiss on Cam? Gary gets a kiss on Cam?
Yeah, hold on one sec, guys. I'm going to turn the camera off because I don't want to walk on camera. It's a union thing.
Okay, yep,
absolutely,
got it.
Yeah.
Is this the last time I'm ever going to be invited on the show because of how terrible my fight with Gary
Martha,
was?
You said that last time, didn't you?
Didn't that come up last time as
well?
And
didn't you say that the time before that?
And then didn't we ask you again?
Well.
And didn't you not have a good time again? Do you remember?
Well.
And that's why I'm saying we did this twice. Yes, you're right. We cannot. We cannot do this again.
I can't put you through it again.
Good.
I feel like, as a fan,
it doesn't
fan
matter
of
to me.
Show.
You know, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't really feel great to a couple of our fans who haven't gotten an apology yet. Perhaps Yorch should hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yorch.
He's from Australia.
Yorch, look out for those camel spiders in Australia, the ones that are as big as a basketball and hang out on your balcony.
And this is coming from
imagine
the
what
Spider
that
Man.
Would imagine yeah. that in a paint shaker too. Oh my goodness.
Whoa, my.
You can't.
And Martha's in a squirrel suit. She's flying around, just circling the paint shaker as the camel spider goes absolutely cuckoo.
We've lost Sean, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, Sean got really bored. He had to look outside.
He literally got up and left his house.
Maybe there's something interesting. Maybe there's an interesting podcast happening outside, he said.
I was trying to get Bosch to come in.
Bosch.
And even he didn't want to come in.
I know how much Martha loved him, but...
You know that the last time I saw Bosch in person, he was a little bit aloof towards me, and I wonder
that.
If
something's
going on, and I wish I knew what I had done wrong.
Yeah, couldn't be that you deserved it. Yeah.
You know, when you guys joke about stuff, most of the time I'm fine with it because I know that it's funny, but that's not funny. That's my friendship with Bosch that you're now joking about being over. That's not funny, Sean.
No, I didn't say it was over. Friends can have difficult times that they go through. Hayes and I barely go a week without one of us being infuriated by the other's behavior.
But you let Bosch in, like, he just won't come in, or he's not out there?
He's underneath the bench outside, and I went to try to sort of call him in. The issue is my son is also out there playing, and if he hears me calling for Bosch, then he's going to want to come in too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is like, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That ends the show.
Well,
so, we may need to do anyway.
Yeah.
I could try to get Bosch again. Hang on.
Martha, what's your favorite character?
Just out of all the characters
that you
existence?
Ever no, that you ever played.
No. I got to play a character who popped up from behind a bush about a month ago, and that was one of my favorite things I've ever gotten to do. So probably I don't know if I can say what the character is because the thing hasn't come out yet. But
I'm really sorry, Martha. That character
we're
was
out
cut.
Of time.
That character
I wish
was
you could
cut.
See how he's looking at me.
That character's no longer in the project.
He asked me who the guest was.
What'd you say?
You know, let's just, you know what? You know what? Let's just end the episode.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan play What's the Scenario? The boys call Amazon's customer service. Shonk and Brett help Bang get in the funky zone on Hollywood Masterclass. And the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Martha, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.